While the morning air is still brisk, about four dozen boys and girls line up to climb aboard the bright yellow L.A. surf bus. Counselor Damian Hartfield checks names off the list.
Curtis
and his campmates are neighbors at Nickerson Gardens in the Watts section of South Los Angeles. It's the largest public housing development this side of the Mississippi River. The windows and doors have iron bars, and dirt patches substitute for green lawns. On the bus, traveling away from all that, the kids are laughing and joking. 9-year-old Tyranea Wright grabs the microphone and starts hosting her own make-believe talk show.
And here we go, the Nene Show.
Nene interviews the little girl sitting next to her about last week's surfing field trip.
Did y'all see anything in the water, like animals or something?
Dolphins.
Wow, dolphins.
A wow of a day at the beach, the kind of Southland summer pleasure many kids take for granted, is what Mary Setterholm dreamed about when she started her nonprofit surf bus 4 years ago.
All right, I'm going to be on the back of the board, and we're going to take off in a wave together.
The former U.S. surfing champion took action after an African-American girl who lived near Nickerson Gardens drowned at the same beach where Setterholm was teaching surfing to another group of kids.
I didn't cry about that one for 2 years. I just got busy.
Setterholm says that means getting 400 elementary to high school age kids to ride the waves. Every day during the summer, 8 different buses at dozens of L.A. County parks load up from various beaches. Some students from Setterholm's for-profit surfing academy volunteer to teach the kids, and she often drops by to offer one-on-one instruction.
Get off the board. I'm going to show you how to do it, okay?
At Doc Waller Beach, she shows Vernon Warren how to jump to a standing position on a long yellow board.
You got to do it in a big hop like this. Watch. Boom. You see that? All right.
After he's ridden a few waves with her, the 11-year-old's hooked.
It was an amazing thing ever. This is my first time surfing, but like, for the first time, it was all right, though.
It opened their mind up, and it gave them a chance to be the kids that they really are.
L.A. County Park Counselor Damian Hartfield, who checked names off as kids boarded the bus, praises Setterholm's program. But its founder can't pay for most of it by herself anymore. She says her $50,000 annual budget isn't enough.
I need to cover the buses, and I need volunteers. I need gallons of water for these kids. Next to all these kids are on a free lunch program, and sometimes the lunch isn't delivered, and they it's crazy. We have to feed them. I'm probably going to be in the hole 100,000.
If she can't convince more contributors to take the plunge and help out, Setterholm says she may have to cut this summer's program short and maybe eliminate the surf bus next year. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.